If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
Okay, I did the most ridiculous thing yesterday. I had the most ridiculous day, and there's no real other way to describe it or explain it.
Okay.
All I need is your trust right now that this story is going to be worth it, okay?
You got our trust.
It's going to take a couple of minutes, but trust me, it's going to be worth it. Okay.
Right. Now, so, wait. No, yeah. You really hyped this up.
Okay. So yesterday we had a photo shoot in the afternoon and I offered to drive a new coworker. So I pick him up in my vehicle, and we're driving. It's about 25 minutes away. I have to go from like downtown to the Mile End for this photo shoot. So we're about 10 minutes into the drive when suddenly there's something very obviously dragging on the back of my vehicle. You can hear it scraping and dragging along the pavement.
You see sparks?
Nothing. No. Okay. At first I thought it was maybe like just a block of ice or something, you know, because the roads aren't great right now. But I was wrong. We pulled over like after a block of that and it looks like my muffler is like hanging off.
Oh, no.
And it looks all rusted. And look, I know that my car isn't brand new, but it's like well taken care of. There's no rust on the vehicle. So I was like, how did my muffler just rust off? I thought maybe because I park it indoors, it got dry or something, whatever. And so I'm looking at it. We're looking at it. I was like, okay, there's no way that I can drive with this, you know, with the vehicle like this. So I have to park my vehicle and get an Uber to the photo shoot. Okay. So we get an Uber. Once we're at the photo shoot, we do our thing. And at the end, I realize I forget who I have my roadside assistance through. So I have to call the company that I have my car's warranty through and ask them, like, who am I paying for roadside assistance so they can give me the number so that they can come and help me out and tow my car to the mechanic, okay? So after the shoot, I'm on the phone good, 30, 40 minutes trying to get this information probably. New coworker, really nice, sitting there hanging out with me, like, being extremely patient. After that, I finally get the number. I call them and I said, I need a tow truck, and they said it's going to be 3 hours before we can get a tow truck.
Oh, it's the worst.
The words everyone wants to hear.
It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon right now. I'm like, of course it is. I'm like, you know what? That's no worries at all. You know what I'll do? I'll just go back to my condo. We'll go home. I'll reconvene. I'll go out and deal with my vehicle later. It's parked somewhere that's safe. That's fine. Once we're in the Uber on our way home, I realize that the keys to my condo are in my vehicle. So I have to do a detour with this Uber driver who's really unimpressed and go to my vehicle just so I can grab my keys really quickly. Here's the problem. I forgot which street I parked on. So the address I told him to go to was the wrong address. So it's middle of rush hour traffic, downtown Montreal. We're going up and down one-way streets trying to find where my vehicle is. This guy wants to kill me. He's like, you don't know where you parked your car? I'm like, no, sir, I don't. I had an issue. I thought it was on University. It was on Dr. Penfield. So finally we get to my vehicle. I grab the keys and I go home and I'm just like, I just need 2 minutes. I would like kill to just like have a shower and like restart my day, you know? Mm-hmm. And I called a friend, asked if she could come and help me drive me home from the mechanic and everything. She said, yeah, I'm leaving spin class, but give me a call when you need help. So I get a call about an hour later from the tow truck driver saying, I'm here. You can come and meet me. And I said, okay, I'm about 15 or 20 minutes away. I would say, oh, sorry, I forgot. First of all, the tow truck driver, of course, went to the wrong address because I gave him the first
initial address.
Exactly. So I have to explain to him that it's a different address. So I said, no problem. I'm going to get another Uber. I'm going to meet you there in 15 or 20 minutes. He's there. He's like, okay, no problem. I get in another Uber, I go to the vehicle, and he's waiting, and it's like minus 8,000 degrees, of course, because it's so cold, and he's a really nice guy, and he asked me to get in the car so I could, like, straighten the wheel to help him get it up on the flatbed truck. So we do that, we're freezing, and my friend was like, okay, I'll meet you at the mechanic, so I said, no worries, I'm going to drive over there with this tow truck driver. He seems like a nice guy, seems safe, no worries, I'm going to do that. So once the car is on the flatbed, I see him go to the back of the vehicle. And this is when it all happens. And he just sort of like kicks this muffler that's falling off. And he kicks it off of the flatbed truck because it wasn't actually my muffler. I had just run over somebody else's muffler on the street and my car was dragging it along the streets. He kicks it off, throws it off, and he's like, there's nothing wrong with
your
car.
Nothing wrong
with my vehicle.
All that
nothing
for
wrong
nothing.
With it.
You knew you didn't have a rusty muffler. You should have trusted your instinct.
There's no rust on my vehicle. And he's like, ma'am, would you like me to take it off the flatbed? And I'm like, breathing, deep breaths. I'm like,
kindly
yes,
do so, please.
Sir, I would like for you to take my car off the flatbed so I can drive it home after I've spent about 4 hours and $100 in Ubers.
Oh, my God.
The time and the money.
Trying to deal with it today. You guys.
First question I have to ask. How did you not see that there was a muffler
on
the road?
That's what everybody is asking me. That's what everyone's asking me. I told this story on my Instagram story. This is what I will say. It wasn't the full muffler. It was like sort of the outer shell that goes around that looks like it was kind of broken. So the pipe wasn't there. So it wasn't quite as bulky. It was just sort of like the...
There's still a large metallic object right in the middle of the road.
I don't know how I missed it. I don't know how I missed
it. How did it stick to your car that you dragged it that much?
It was just pinched
or caught on something.
Just a perfect storm. Exactly. It took him... Had I driven another block, it probably would have fallen off. He literally just tapped it with his toe and it came off. It was just like a perfect combination of things that happened that allowed it to stick there a little bit. It was, you guys, unbelievable.
Just another Monday in the books for Nikki.
Yeah. Can anybody top that story?
No.
This morning.
I'm still...
So what did we learn?
Make sure it's your muffler.
I don't know what I learned. I was talking to a friend last night. I'm like, what is the lesson here? Please tell me what the lesson is, because I don't know.
Today's going to be a better day, Nikki.
Oh, it's going to be a better day. And you got to laugh when these things happen. That's all you can do.
Nobody died. You're healthy. Everything's good. Well, you're not alone. Ashley wants to share a story, too. Go ahead, Ashley. Good morning.
I'm a horrible driver. And what I mean by that is I know nothing about mechanics. So this was actually a couple of weeks ago. My car just simply wouldn't start. So I called the CAA guy. So he came and saved me, and I was in tears because I was freaking out. It was the end of the month. I had to meet my quota. He literally came, put my car, like the key in the ignition, and started my car and said, have a great day. P.S., you might want to learn how to park your car properly.
Oh, my God!
Your car wasn't in park?
I don't know what I did the night before, but my car wasn't actually parked, and it was on a hill, and... I probably shouldn't have a license.
What a mean guy, though. He could have held back his comment.
No, well, I mean, he was a sweet guy. He meant well. He saw I was upset, so he was trying to make me laugh.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Man. That's good.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Take care.
You too, bye. Sam's girlfriend Josie yesterday was like, your life is a disaster. Like, that was a disaster of a day. But she told me it beat her story of paying to have somebody come and unlock her car only to find that the back door was actually unlocked of the vehicle. Yeah.
She didn't check the back door. Come on.
These were in the days before she met a guy with common sense that encouraged her to get CAA. She's covered now.
Nikki, if it makes you feel any better, Friday morning I was backing out of my driveway and I hit my neighbor's car. He was just parked on the street.
What's wrong with you people?
Well, it's not a good week, clearly. It was white. It blended in with the snow. I didn't see it. Anyway.
It was early.
It was 4:45 in the morning.
It doesn't make me feel any better, Vinny. Okay. Like,
I'm trying. All right. Thanks for all the texts this morning. 99.25. A lot of people are feeling for you.
Thank you.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Good morning. So one celebrity just admitted they have a very strange body part that nobody knew before. We got to talk about this. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. John Mayer was doing a live with Andy Cohen. You can check it out. It's on YouTube. It's called Current Mood.
Is this going to gross me out? Because I think John Mayer's hot these days.
It might gross you out a little bit. They start talking about all these things, okay? Andy Cohen goes to him like, we want to make headlines. So, of course, they start talking about John Mayer's sex life and who he's been with, his fetishes. I mean, the guy slept with, like, the whole world, right? Mm-hmm. And then they got on to the fact, I don't know how it got here, but John Mayer admitted he has a third nipple. Apparently he has a little red, and of course they didn't believe him, right? So then he pulled up his shirt and he has like this little red bump under one of his nipples that actually looks like.
I don't want to see it.
Third nipple. And nobody knew about this for like the longest time.
I always thought it was a myth, the third nipple. I never thought it was scientifically possible.
It reminds you of that episode of Friends when Chandler has the third nipple.
Say, having a third nipple? You have a third nipple?
Whip it out.
There's nothing to see. It's just a tiny bump. It's totally useless.
Oh, as opposed to your other multifunctional nipples.
I don't know if you guys can think of anybody you know who had like a strange body part or anything, something unique. I know a girl I dated back in the day, she had three toes stuck together. So her small three toes, she couldn't separate them.
It was like half of a webbed foot?
Yeah, she was just born like that. Wow. I always thought it was kind of weird. I'm like, it could have been worse, I guess.
Right? Wow.
Not when it comes to toes. But, I went to camp with a girl who actually had six toes. And it's toes. Not as freaky as you would imagine, because when you see it for the first time, you're expecting there to be five toes. And it's not like one just juts out or is like missing a nail or something. Like, you know, she pedicured them properly. So when you looked at it, you would have to like individually count them one by one to make sure that you are indeed counting six toes.
Does it cost more at the salon?
Wow. Right?
We give you the last one for free. Don't worry about it.
I don't know anybody with extra body parts. I only knew the girl on Honey Boo Boo Child, the show. One of the kids had a kid and her daughter had an extra finger. Oh. That's the closest.
That's because her aunt and her uncle probably got together, right?
You're making an assumption. That's rude.
I'd prefer to have a third nipple than an extra finger. Anyway, you can check it out on YouTube. It's called Current Mood if you want to go see John Mayer's third nipple. He's very proud of it.
You know, if you can get with Katy Perry with a third nipple, there's hope for us guys yet, you know?
No, he's still so hot. Sam, come on.
So this doesn't make him any less attractive, right?
No, just keep your shirt on.
Yeah.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
Good morning. So one of us has a big announcement to make right now. We're taking your guesses on our text line at 92925. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. We got two people who think that Sam proposed to his girlfriend. Is that true, Sam?
No, it's not. I've only been with her for 5 years, but one day will come.
Okay. 5 years. Okay.
Someone said, does Nikki have a boyfriend and she wants to make it official on air? Is that true?
Yeah, it is. No.
It is not.
It would be Instagram official before this, right?
A text here, is Vinny's wife pregnant again? No. We just had a child.
You did.
It's only been 5 months. She's only five months old.
She's fresh out of the womb.
Yeah, one thing at a time. No, the announcement is about me. It's very tough for me to actually say this right now, but I am leaving the Beat 92.5. After 7 incredible years here, I'm leaving. This Friday will be my last show. It was not an easy decision to make. This place has been like family for me. I've developed so many incredible friendships, incredible relationships. But I have made a decision to move on to pursue another opportunity. And again, this Friday will be my last show. And we're going to have fun this week, business as usual. I'm going to miss hanging out with you guys for sure. So I'm going to enjoy the next 3 days. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But don't worry. You're going to be in great hands because we are going to be welcoming a brand new member to the team.
We are. We're going to introduce you to him in less than 3 minutes. I do have to say, though, Vinny, we are going to miss you a lot. You become so close when you're working this closely with people every single day. And we've had a lot of really fun times. I really admire you when you told me a while ago that you were making a change and you said, I really want to do what's right for my family. And we all know you're such a family guy. Mm-hmm. So I admire you for making a decision that is good for you and good for your wife and good for your beautiful new daughter and the many Italian babies that I know you have on the way as well.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And Montreal is a big city, but it's a small city. So that's I know it. We'll still see you.
Of course.
And, I'm really excited to introduce our new team member. Yes. I know Montreal is going to love him as well, but we're going to miss you and we do love you.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
And I would like to just thank you for a minute here because my first week on air, coming to the Beat when I auditioned for this role, actually, it was with you. And I just want to thank you over the years for allowing me to shine, for being the selfless personality that you are. We've had a lot of great laughs, and this job is only as good as the people that you work with.
That's true.
And so I'm really, really going to miss what we have and what you've brought to the table. But I know that this is a new beginning for you, and so I'm very, very happy and excited for you.
I put in a good word for you because of all the amazing impressions that you did.
Well,
and you know
you.
I love those. And
you're a sucker for a good impression.
You know I'm going to miss those, right?
I'm only a phone call away. You know that.
All right. Okay, now it's time to introduce a brand new member to the show. You're going to be in fantastic hands. This guy will be starting on the show Monday, February 4th. A huge round of applause for Andy.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, my friend.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be joining the team at the Beat and be coming to Montreal. I'm from out of town, so I'm excited to call Montreal my new home with my new family.
Okay, you can say where you're from.
I don't know if I want to because they might hate me
from the start. No, I'll tell you why.
You got to be honest, man. You got to start with honesty.
I'm from Toronto.
Most importantly, are you a Leafs fan?
I am not.
There you go. You're
in. Is that all it takes in Montreal? is it that easy?
Yeah. Andy, are you just saying you're not a Leafs fan, though?
No, I'm really not. No.
I checked his wardrobe. He doesn't have a Leafs jersey. He's good.
So what else can you tell us about yourself? So Montreal can know about you today.
Well, I just got married in July.
Okay.
So my wife is also going to be coming with me. I was like Sam. We met online and I dated her for a number of years, probably too long before I popped the question. But we're very happy. We have a little fur baby.
And some real babies soon.
Yeah, the topic has come up. Whether it was me or her bringing it up, it has come
probably
up.
Probably her.
We've got things to worry about, like a move to Montreal, but hopefully we'll have Montreal babies. So yeah. We're excited to bring our little family here.
Yeah, we've got to spend some time with Andy. If you missed it earlier, yeah. I had a disaster of a day. You were there holding my hand through all of it.
You know, 2 hours into meeting Nikki, I realize how much of a mess her life is. She's driving over people's mufflers. She's telling Uber drivers wrong addresses.
You are going to have an absolute blast with these two and working here at the Beat 92.5. That I can assure you.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get started. You know, change is hard. And so I'm really happy that you're leaving on your own accord. I'm not replacing some guy that was pushed out. I'm replacing a guy that had an awesome time here. And, you know, change is difficult. It's difficult for me. It's difficult for the listeners. But I think we're going to grow. We're going to get to know each other pretty quick. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun every single morning.
Welcome to the team, Andy. Can we get him a Habs jersey already?
It's in the mail. Don't worry.
Andy starts in the Beat 92.5 Monday morning. We're looking forward to it.
The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.